is so exciting. Mm. Okay, so you know how many times you see one of these royal babies wearing something and then you read the article the next day saying that that certain thing that they wore was completely sold out.
Mm.
This has happened with baby blankets. This has happened with toys. This has happened with clothes. And now it's happened with some earmuffs that were born here in WA. Chris, hello.
Hello.
So G'day, Chris. From Baby Bands, which is the name of the earmuff company.
And Chris!
And you do sunglasses as well, don't you?
Yeah. We first started probably 15 years ago. We were famous for our sunglasses.
Sunnies,
first. Yeah, that's how it started. So we basically looked around and there wasn't any sunglasses that were for babies, made for babies. So we, mate of mine, got together and said, let's us make them. So we made them and the same thing happened pretty much. We bought 5,000 pairs, sold them in about 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And, I was just getting out of the Navy and I said, I'll help you out this business until I get a real job. And 15 years later, we're still going. I haven't got a real job.
Unreal.
So Prince George was at an air show and then he was photographed wearing Baby Bands earmuffs. Did you know he was going to be wearing them? Like, you hadn't given them to him or sent them to him?
No, pretty much how I understand it is everybody sends the royals when they have babies, all their baby stuff, pram, stroll, all that, but they don't wear any of it.
Yeah.
They donate all that to charity.
Yeah, right.
So basically we do the air show circuit in the UK, like we just did Farnborough this weekend, we did the air tattoo last weekend, so my staff over there had a stand. And a guy came down, they didn't know at the time, but he's some from the Royal Security Detail.
Yeah.
And bought a pair.
Bought a pair. We didn't know that at the time. And,
wouldn't they have known that there was someone that worked for the Royal Family when the trumpeters went, I would like one pair of earmuffs for the Royal Head.
Yeah. So he came down and then about an hour later, because we knew that Prince George is going to be there.
Yeah.
And my wife and I were saying, imagine if we got these earmuffs on Prince George. Yeah, it won't happen. And lo and behold, our friend started sending us messages. Are these yours? And sure enough, he had them on and the rest is history.
Well, we've seen all the stories since then. So there's been people ringing you all over the place. We've seen you on the news, all that kind of stuff. What has it done to the business?
Well, pretty much we'll be sold out of these by the end of the week. So it's just going nuts. So basically the way it works in my business partner looks after the States. I look after Europe.
Yes.
So it's actually probably bigger in the States than it is in Europe. So he's ringing me up saying, I need all your stock from the UK.
Isn't that surprising? Because you think the UK is the ones that react the most to this
royal news.
Yeah. And it's the US. Yes.
So he's trying to get my stock out of my warehouse. And so we're sort of hanging on to it. But yeah, it's pretty much like we don't have enough already. We're back.
How many sets do you reckon you've sold so far?
We're probably just in the States alone, we probably sell 3 or 4,000 pairs a day.
That's amazing.
A day. Yeah. And what were you selling before that?
Oh, at this time of the year, maybe 2,000 a week or even less than that. So yeah, it's tripled or it's just ballistic.
How
Chris,
amazing.
Has the UK press and stuff contacted you about this?
There's been a bit of, so we might get some stuff over there about it, but it's because it was so big. That's his first public appearance with his parents.
So
it just went everywhere. And we had people from our factories in China and Taiwan sending us, you know, the links for the pictures and all that sort of stuff. So it was huge all over the world. So I don't know how many people saw it.
Wow. Well, this is you cannot get a royal to endorse anything, but them showing them that they're using this for their baby is an endorsement in itself.
They paid for them is even better.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it's really is. I can't believe it. So
So Chris, we talked about the sunglasses at the start, right? I've taken my kids to the Speedway when we've gone there to the drags, in fact, and a couple of my sons at various times have had real problems with the noise, and I just thought, I don't know what's going on with these kids. I thought they were soft, to be honest. That's exactly what I thought. But what did you come up with earmuffs for? Did you go to the drags?
We started to see a trend where years ago, parents used to leave their children at home when they went out to the concerts and that sort of thing. But all of a sudden, they started taking their children with them. So we started seeing kids wearing these oversized earmuffs that are made for adults. So the tiny little baby's got these massive earmuffs on them. So I thought, well, maybe there's something to do here. So I got hold of it, started to design these ones so it didn't hurt the child's head as much, and put them on, and the children started to, instead of going, you know, spare at the Speedway or Formula One or whatever, started to watch it or go to sleep.
Yeah.
And so all the parents started to see them, and each parent started buying them, and they started taking off. So
I've seen a little baby at the Wildcats games that wears a little girl, and she, like, it. First of all, they look adorable.
They do look adorable.
Like, they're just like kidded with earmuffs is adorable.
I love seeing babies in adult clothes.
Yeah.
You know, like there's little girls' clothes you can buy and look like they're going out clubbing. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are the rules with this photograph of Prince George. Are you allowed to use that at
all? Well, yeah, we're just going to find out. I mean, it's, most of it's out in the public, so as far as trying, but whether we, because we do big, we got big shows to go to in Germany, and we've got another baby show in Vegas.
Yeah, so the perfect thing would be a big shot of that picture.
So we'll get in contact to make sure. I mean, we'll use it as much as we can on our social media stuff.
But, and are you allowed to say if they say no to that, are you allowed to be, say, that we are the company that supplied the ones that Prince George
by royal decree.
Yeah, we say that. Yeah. So, and it will happen. And when we do the show, we'll probably have a little picture up, and it just stops people by the masses.
Of course, it does. Yes.
He's like in my business, Prince George is the biggest fish there is. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Are
there? Unreal.
Are you the only mob that make these things?
This style, we sort of bought them out. So there's different versions that are adult versions that they say are for kids, but these are actually built.
These are made for children.
From the ground up.
Yeah.
I love this sort of stuff when it originates in Perth. Where are these made in Perth?
No, we're based out in Wangara.
Yeah, based at Wangara.
Yeah, so we have a warehouse over in Melbourne, and then so we bring them in. They're from our factory in Taiwan.
See that? Yep. We've got Troy Sivan making bloody music up in his area. Yep. You know, I just love when we've got this really great world-class stuff coming from Perth. Mm. Well done, Chris.
Yeah,
well,
no, it's amazing for it to happen. So, we're
and
stoked.
Now you're traveling the world doing going to conventions and stuff, showing off your product.
Yeah, that's what we do. So that's how we've really plied our trade over the years. We do a lot of trade shows and get it out there. And
at those trade shows, can you steal other ideas and bring them to add to your collection?
Pretty much it's rife. I mean, that's
really?
What happens.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so when you go to those shows, I mean, some of these shows are huge, and so people walk around, so you've got to be like now that it's a double-edged sword, because obviously they're
now out, people are gonna
the cheap knockoffs will be
these dogs. So that, but that's we had it with our sunglasses, and so you just rely on your brand being strong, and the knockoffs fall by
isn't
the
wayside. Isn't it so powerful, social media and the power of the royals and stuff? Because basically, with one photograph, this is now a proper worldwide brand.
Yeah,
with one photograph, that's even though it's been years and years of you guys doing this, that's what solidifies it.
Yeah, I mean, you can pay for advertising,
and you can't pay for a real world scenario where they go and buy these for their. Oh,
yeah, exactly. So that's
I hope you're gonna be billionaires. that's your wife. She's like,
on you, D.
Do you have your own kids?
Yeah, we got three kids: 14, 11 and 8. So, they're probably home listening now. So,
And get over here. How are you feeling about this?
This is Deanna.
This must be amazing.
It is super, super exciting.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, did you think when he started this ages way back when this was going to take off? Or did you think this is a harebrained idea?
Yeah, or when's he going to get a real job?
Well, we didn't even have children at the time. So, Bevan came up with the idea of the sunglasses, and Chris was just getting out of the Navy. So, we just ran with it. We were very naive.
Oh, I'm so happy for you guys.
Yeah, it's great when you hear these stories and when it's really paid off and worldwide domination awaits.
Yeah, I hope so.
You know what the problem with most babies are? They aren't royal.
No, it's a good point, Nathan.
And that's really my main problem with babies. Mm. Would you like your baby to look royal, everybody?
I think everybody would. And as I said, for my kids, it's so you don't realise how sensitive the children's ears can be. These are gold.
Yeah, well, your kids were, the ones that were suffering, were genuinely in pain.
They were, Nat.
They really
were.
From the noise, And at the Top Gear live show that you had to leave early because one of them was suffering so badly.
True.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Chris and Dee, they decided to bring in 20 pairs of Baby Bands headphones. Sean has four children. Minus four is 16 pairs. 16 pairs to give away. Now we've got 10 that are for the babies.
Zero to three.
Yeah. And because you're going to be using the toddler
and then
ones
six
now.
Six for the older ones.
Yeah. And we've got six for the older ones. Okay. 13, 24, 10. Who wants to get their hands on some?
Yeah, so your baby too can look as cool as baby Prince George. And if you want to see just how transformational they can be, where have we put that photo up? Instagram?
Everywhere. Facebook, it's in your
You won't
pantry.
Recognize him, but it's Nathan wearing them.
I am a baby muff model. Baby earmuff model. I'm a baby earmuff model.
And you can't tell the difference between him and Prince George.
No, you can't. Hey, Chris, before we let you go, mate, is there a website people can check out your range of stuff as well?
Yeah, they just go to babybands.com and check it out. So there's more than blue. There's probably about 15 colours, so check it out.
Good work.
Great work. Congratulations.
Thanks for coming in.
And,
thanks a lot, guys.
Good luck from here on in.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks.
Extraordinary.